It's always a good time to celebrate with the TBS community, right? And we always fortunately have a lot to celebrate. So tonight, we also celebrate and offer great appreciation to the participation in our congregational life by the men of our community, by our TBS Brotherhood, their efforts all year long and all of the different ways that they contribute to our congregation. And so to share a few remarks, I invite up our current Brotherhood President, Jack Schreiben, to share a few words with us tonight.
I'm not sure how I follow that, though.
No, there was no following.
And there's no, and she's not a brother, so I'm sure I'll find a way to get her, though. She seems so friendly. So, Shabbat Shalom. This time last year, I spoke about my journey to becoming Brotherhood President again. Thank you, Bill Breskin. And how we need the next generation of brothers to get involved. So these past 9 months have been very exciting for the Brotherhood. We've gone to sporting events. We've had barbecues. Wait, maybe they're cookouts, right, Al? Or we've had partnered with Sisterhood for great museum trips. We've had very fun hikes, and there's so much more to come. At these events, we've had members who have been around since TBS was first founded, and we've had new brothers in attendance. I know this is only the beginning of what we can accomplish moving forward. I know that when we have young children, it is often difficult to get involved in adult events at Temple. However, it was easy to become involved at TBS because of Brotherhood. And there is something for everyone. Brotherhood does so many things. From traffic duty for the high holidays, bagel bar every Sunday, and the best Purim carnival on the East Coast. How about that carnival 2 weeks ago? This place was packed. The Temple has so much that can do for so many people. In fact, as educators came here to think about when they wanted to come here, they all said to me, "You have so many dedicated men. How do you do that?" I believe that no matter your interest, Brotherhood has something for you. If you like sports, if you like food, if you like education, or if you like volunteering, Brotherhood is for you. I know that our lives are busy. However, when you are part of Brotherhood, you are helping make TBS a place where men of the congregation can come together and perform service or just have fun watching sporting events together. The future of Brotherhood is very bright. As I mentioned, the Purim Carnival last month was a huge success. Education programs with the rabbi and with our educators will continue to be offered. And if you have ideas, I want to hear them. Everyone has busy lives. However, I promise you, the time you spend with your brothers will be time that will bring you laughter and enjoyment. Over the next few months, you will see me and other brothers encouraging you to come to Brotherhood events. Before you say no, give us a try. I know you will not regret it. So here is my request. I've made it before and I'll make it again. If you have a husband, a brother, a father, a cousin, a stepbrother, anybody who's a brother who has not participated in a Brotherhood event, please encourage them to attend a program. I promise you, the person will thank you for encouraging them to attend, and they will never leave Brotherhood again. Shabbat Shalom.
Thank you, Jack. And just in case you all were wondering, there is, of course, a connection between Brotherhood and the Torah portion. You're all wondering, what? Right? But sit, bear with me for just a second, because in addition, I had mentioned it was Parshat Tzav. It is also known as Shabbat Parah. This is one of the four special Shabbatot during the year, the Sabbath of the Parah Aduma, the red heifer. And actually come tomorrow morning, and we're going to learn a little bit about this. What they did with the red heifer was one of the offerings. They would offer it up, they'd cut it up and burn it up on the altar. Now, I have to say, I'm awfully glad that my modern duties as a rabbi do not involve the types of sacrifices that the priests of ancient Israel did. It was a job for the priest, but nowadays in temple life, if I want animal meat cooked over a grill, who do we call? Brotherhood. Exactly. It all ties together one way or another in the end. With all of that, with great appreciation, Jack, to you and your leadership and your team, and to all of the brothers for all that is done for our congregation throughout the entire year, we say thank you and appreciate that.